You can cut that.
No, you have to keep that. That was perfect. That was perfect.
That's a lead.
You hear that? You hear it.
Jesus is in the closet. Jesus is in the closet.
Oh my
god.
Or he was in the closet that they found him.
He was like, surprise, bitches. I'm alive.
Well, I need to do that for a bit.
I can't believe I ate that whole cheeseburger.
All right.
That did not make up for my walk. I was making up my walk for all the crap I ate this last week. Well, it's bad because I made sliders just yesterday, so I've been eating burgers like nonstop for the last like 2 days.
Yeah.
And now I ate that one. I have 3 weddings to go to this summer. None of my dresses are gonna fit.
Mm-hmm. Oh well.
I mean,
it'll be fine.
I just ordered new wedding shoes.
For whose wedding?
Huh?
Whose wedding? Or just to have wedding shoes?
Oh, running shoes.
Running shoes. I heard wedding shoes, and I was like, cool, who's getting married?
Yes, shoes that you can only wear to a wedding. Shoes specifically designed for a wedding.
For nuptials, yes.
Yeah.
Running shoes.
I am going to a wedding, and Katie is coming with me.
Yeah?
Mid-June. Two of my friends from Luther actually are getting married.
Who?
That were RAs in France with me.
That's oh, nice.
Andy Gisselson and Melissa Monks.
I didn't know them.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
That's alright.
Luther is that awesome place where you feel like you know everybody, but then you graduate and you're like, oh, you went to Luther? Same time I did. I went to Luther.
Yeah.
I have no idea who you are.
It is like that.
Make way.
But then you find out that you will have like 10, 20, 30 friends in common that you all know.
Yes.
So it makes up for it.
That is how it works.
Don't drink it, eat it. I've run into that twice here in the cities now.
Come here.
Also, this is the best one that I've had over the last couple of years.
Although things suck, at least you get to hang out with us.
It's true.
So
the guy
I could have done the hug shake.
Dated in Bunny Rabbit Ears in high school. He was gay. But I dated him in high school. And went to a couple of dances with. I ended up going, we went to totally different colleges, and then I studied abroad with a group of people from Concordia, because we paired, and his best friend went to Malta with me. So
can I go get my burrito from the car?
Yes.
Is that weird to ask?
I see why not, but it's going to hinder your gameplay.
Yeah.
Experience.
I'm probably going to suck anyway.
Actually,
with the buzz in it, kind of helps a little bit.
I know, I'm just going to be like, burrito. That's her buzzword now.
Burrito!
Burrito.
Nom nom.
Yep, we
got nom nom.
If you're going to use the word burrito, you have to turn it into a single syllable word.
I'm using Steve Holt.
Burrito.
Steve Holt!
I know you are. I know you are.
That, or I'm going to just make the Gunter noise.
Wah.
Wah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wah, wah. Wah. I like that.
Wah. Oh, I had an idea.
In there.
Okay.
Snap it.
We can discuss concepts while...
Dende.
If you want to go get it.
Dende.
This is from the door.
But you can make copies.
They saw through the ploy.
My
the only keys I found out
rebel
that you can't copy are the ones that have like
the RFID chip in them.
Yes.
I mean,
like medical
yes
chips or whatever.
I could make a copy of that.
You could.
But most honorable key making folk wouldn't.
Actually, the only places that can't are like hardware stores then.
Yeah.
The places that actually like copy keys, like Minnesota Lock and Key that's just down the street here, they will copy all the keys except for the ones that have like the chips in them that are like don't copy me, like the medical ones and stuff.
No, yeah, the ones I know that my car keys that I just went out the door,
they're like that.
Yeah,
where I have this weird backup key that's just like a very small metal piece and the key itself and a card that it has to be in,
right?
Like you have to like put the card right next to the ignition when you put the key in to turn it, or else it won't work.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, thank you for protecting it, but making it very complicated for me if I do lose my keys.
Yeah. Well, we just had to do that with our apartment keys because she gave us one set of keys and she was like, yeah, just go copy them, whatever. It's cool. We're like, oh, okay.
Damn it. This is gross, too.
Which one?
Make Weight. An ecumenical mashup.
No, but I'm not drinking that. Sorry. You can't make me. It's... Also, Katie's phone is BMO,
yeah,
and I'm
try it.
So jealous of this right now. Where's my phone? I need to take a picture of this phone case to show Eric, because I'm jealous. Also, speaking of Adventure Time, I drew a picture the other day.
Blah.
Yeah. It comes out of nowhere and then kicks you in the wall.
Yeah. I got that for Katie for Christmas.
I'm super jealous of it. I am like
they're
freaking...
They're all on Etsy.
Yeah.
I'm broke. I have no money. And I don't also have an iPhone. I have an HTC, and so those cases don't work.
Yeah. But if you can't find a case, you can just find a skin.
Oh, that's sexy.
thanks.
I have a case for mine, but my phone was acting up recently. Like, the on-off button and the charge has not been good lately. So I've been leaving my case off because I've been having to open it and close it lately. Is that...
An arc reactor.
Oh, Iron Man.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I know this is probably going to extradite me from this group of friends, but I really... I don't get into the Iron Man movies. I really don't. And I don't know... And it's not because of Johnny Jr., because I love him. But I don't... It's just... I don't know.
I'm not going to hate you for it. It's just going to be...
I know.
I mean, I haven't had a strong urge to see
Iron Man 3 yet.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I imagine it's good. It's just that...
I do, too.
I don't have a drive to go to the movie theater anymore.
I just don't have a drive towards that. Like, I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy watching it. I watched them. I've watched the other two, and I was like, yeah, that was awesome. Cool. But, I mean...
I get it.
Yay, superheroes. But I'm not just like... Iron Man! Like, that's not like I'm... I don't know.
You would be a horrible movie companion if you did do that. Iron Man! Quiet, Lola, the movie's on. Iron Man! Lola.
That's what...
Iron Man!
Yeah, that's what Harlow does. Three-year-old Harlow. Iron Man is his favorite, and he just goes around going, I'm Iron Man!
So it's a mashup of the Hulk?
Yeah. And he also does the Hulk, too. I am Hulk! But it's not I am the Hulk. I am Hulk. I am Hulk!
Oh, so he figures out that the Hulk can't process sentences in a comprehensive structure.
Yeah. He's just adorable.
I am Hulk.
I am Hulk. Those are the only two, though. Everybody else can be Captain America or anybody else, but he gets Iron Man and Hulk at the same time. I don't know how it works, but it's just magical.
I'm going to find a kid somewhere and influence him to say, I am Adam West. That's it. No reference to anything, just Adam West.
Yeah.
Iron Man does have a Hulk Buster suit, which basically is like an Iron Man suit that looks like the Hulk. So that'd be a good combination of the two for him.
Oh, that could work. Mostly he just wears an Iron Man mask with the Hulk hands and runs around. And it's awesome.
Nice. That's perfect.
All I can picture is like the mask getting jostled while he's running around and then just like straight into a wall.
But the fists will protect him.
That's true.
The fists will hit first and he'll just sort of bounce off the wall and then...
It's so funny because, I mean, he's only three and so the Hulk hands are just so big. They like almost go up to his elbows. They're just so adorable.
They awesome. Made me another chicken burrito without any chicken.
What?
Yeah.
Is that Chipotle? Fools. Then they fail.
No, it's Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh. Fail on Taco Bell then.
Are you sure it's not all hiding in one corner that you haven't been into yet?
That happens with so many of my Taco Bells. Like, I'll get something and...
That's true. When I was eating my volcano burrito earlier...
All the chips are in one corner?
Yep. Exactly.
Or all the sour cream is in one corner? I think they just wrap them stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Well, you don't even, like, need a high school education to work there, so...
I don't even know.
Because when, like, entry... Before you can get into college, I mean, prerequisite is learning how to make a burrito, yeah. So...
Pretty much.
Or like a frozen pizza, at least.
Yeah, at least a frozen pizza.
Oh my gosh, frozen pizzas.
You will not survive.
I had such a college education. When I started my freshman year, I made friends with these group of juniors that would go to the... I don't know how I ended up meeting them or making my friends. But I would go bowling with them at the Oneonta Lanes really late at night when I was just like a buck. And then we would go and we'd play like 3 or 4 games. So we'd play until like we'd close the place down at like 1 or 2 in the morning. And then we would drive to Walmart and we'd get those like 99-cent pizzas, like the little tiny ones. And
like
we would
Jack's Pizza or something like that. Yeah.
They weren't even that. It was like some knockoff brand. No, it was like some jankety knockoff only in Iowa brand. And we would take them back and bake them. And the guys would use... The first time I did it, I was like, don't you guys have a pizza rack or an oven mitt or anything to like deal with this? And they were like, no, no, no. We got this. Just watch. This is your education.
Oh, boy.
And they would like turn the oven on and flip the pizzas out of the box. They weren't like in a plastic wrap or anything. They were just like in the box. So they would just like slide the pizza into the oven. And then they would take the pizza boxes and like... fold the other ends in and use them pizza box itself as like an oven mitt, and they would like take the pizzas out and put them back in their boxes until they were like a little bit cool enough, and then just like shove them forward and eat them out of the box. It was hilarious and so much fun.
Wow.
Huh. And then I had a microwave and I got those ones that sat on the stand that was the box thing, and they're just like, oh, look, a pizza.
No, those weren't in Iowa. Not cool enough.
Not allowed.
There was an evening, it was probably around midnight, when me and a couple other guys decided that we wanted tater tots. So we went to Walmart and we bought a huge bag of tater tots. And we took them back to the Miller kitchen and we made the entire bag of tater tots. And then we proceeded to eat them. And we would... throw them at each other and catch them in our mouths, and it was really fun.
Okay, best.
There was one guy who was really good at it. Like, we would just be like, throwing, and he would catch him. He'd just go, hop, 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 hop. It was quite impressive. Okay. He was catching them as fast as he could chew them and swallow them. It was
that is impressive.
Remarkable.
Like Homer in space.
Yeah. Donuts.
Donuts.
Good episode.
So best.
Or no, that was
food.
Chips.
Wait.
Was it chips?
It was chips.
Mm. Yeah, because then...
they have ripples.
Exactly. And they were going to get into everything, and then he ended up breaking the ant tank, and it was all over anyway. Ants in space. Oh, I just saw this thing. Okay, real. This is not cartoon. This was real. So they asked the astronauts, in space, questions from, like, school children or whatever. And so one kid wanted to know what would happen if you... wrung out a washcloth in space.
Mm-hmm. I saw one related to that.
I saw that picture.
It was incredibly cool. So he takes like NASA space washcloth, which is like in hockey puck form. They like space air suck them out so that they're just like itty bitty. So he breaks one open and he takes a water bottle and like squirts some water out because it just like forms into a ball. And so he like catches it in the washcloth and gets the washcloth like all soaking wet. And then takes it between his two hands and wrings it out kind of slowly. Like, he doesn't go, like, push-ah, push-ah, but, like, kind of just, like, wrings it out like you would over a sink. And the water, runs out of the washcloth but doesn't, like, leave the washcloth. It just, like, sits on the surface of it. And it starts to, like, creep up his hands. And so he has these, like... watery gloves on his hands, so he like lets go of the washcloth and the washcloth is like his hands have absorbed all the water and he's got like all this liquid just like on the surface of his skin. It's so cool.
There's also another one where they answered what happens when you cry in space.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Sad.
And that one is just, he took a bottle of water and he sprayed it at his eye as if they were tears and it like just formed on his eye.
Yeah, they
it
just
didn't actually
it
go anywhere.
Sticks to the surface of you. Like, I wonder how they take showers. How do you dry off after a shower? That's got to be weird.
Yeah. Wow.
They must be like chinchillas in space and take dust baths.
Isn't there something that you can put in your hair instead of shampoo that's dry?
Yes, you can. And they made it initially for space, I think. But now mostly what they use
they made it
for
old ladies.
Well, now they actually use it mostly for hospital patients that you can't get wet if they've had like surgery on their face or like you can't get out of bed or whatever. My uncle had it when he had neck surgery and he couldn't like get his head wet or whatever, but he was like, you couldn't get your head wet for like 3 weeks, so he was using it to wash his hair. And you put it in like a shower cap and you put all your hair in it and flip your head upside down and like just scrub it into your hair in a shower cap. It's just the strangest. He put pictures on Facebook of it. It's so strange looking.
Huh.
But it works. I mean, it was clean as far as it looked to me via Facebook.
Wow.
Neat. I don't know.
I'd like to try that sometime. It'd be nice.
I don't think it would work. I have way too much hair. It's way too thick.
Hmm.